First of all, let's just admire how pretty I look. Trim down the stubble a little bit. Got the hair tapered a little bit. Body fat's a bit lower. Jawline's nice. Yes. W's in the chats, boys. I want to move out ASAP. For context, in 2 months, I'll turn 18. I'm genuinely tired of my mom. It is not that the relationship with my mom is bad. It's actually really good. But it's that I'm not allowed to do simple self-improvement habits like eating 4 eggs a day or eating tuna. Whenever I want to cook eggs, my mom says you don't need to cook eggs every day. It's obviously an argument that makes sense, and I obviously don't want an argument. Then my mother says, no, it's not needed to eat eggs every day. I do try to lovingly say that it will improve my mood. She says that I will need to move out until I can decide what I want to eat on a daily basis. I'm currently on my cut, and luckily I'm allowed to eat the real butter and eat Skyr, which is like a protein yogurt. Although my mom complains about that costing too much. They drink a bottle of wine in one evening, but I don't want to ridicule them for that. This genuinely annoys me because I need to do things when my mom is not home. My dad doesn't care. The most annoying thing about this is I would be allowed to eat Oreos, chips, salted caramel, creme brulee, flavored chocolate, but eating eggs or meat, which I pay for by myself, is not allowed. What do I do? I don't see a way to get my parents to let me allow these things. Maybe I'm blinded by frustration, so I hope you can help me out. Much appreciated. First off, if you're watching this on YouTube, just scroll down right now, go click on the subscribe button. You'll help this channel grow, and then more guys will get this kind of advice. I'll read the comments, and then I'll just tell you my advice right now, this because there was a few things that popped into my mind. Let me tell you something interesting about history. I learned this from the book Hard Times Create Strong Men, so that's like my source for this. I'm not sure how real it is, although it makes sense to me. Basically, the construct of a teenager is actually a new modern day thing. Basically, humans have not thought that anyone your age is actually a teenager. Because what is a teenager when you think about it? A few hundred years ago, you would have turned about 13 and you would have been seen as a man, like obviously a young man, but you would have been treated as a man. These days, we've kept little boys and little girls, mostly boys, in this weird bubble where we still treat them like oddly like boys until they turn 18, and for some boys, even longer. You don't have a rite of passage, you're not a man, and so your mother still treats you like a boy. And you can see logical fallacies in her decision making, which most kids can about their parents. Like most parents, if we're actually being honest, they're not actually like that smart. Like they've got weird illogical fallacies in decision making. They'll say that this thing's not okay, but this thing is, and you're looking at it like, no, like on a rational perspective, like what you've just said doesn't make sense. But of course, most parents aren't completely rational or intelligent or educated. Which sounds like an insult, but it is just a brutal fact, right? And like you said, your parents would be fine with you eating bullshit seed oil, sugar, processed food, but it's weird about you eating high quality food, which most importantly, you've said you pay for by yourself, right? So it's I've heard this from so many young guys who are pissed off that you try and eat some meat, you try and eat eggs, you want protein powder, and your parents just think it's weird, but they'd literally bring you home fucking Oreos and snacks. So if you want to move out for that, is that a good idea? Honestly, yes. Because if you move out, you must understand it's fairly expensive to do so. You might need to go and get a job. If you need to get a job, that means that your dreams of business will be undeniably delayed. If you think that you'll move out, work full time, and also grow your business, my students who don't work a full-time job and are just focused on business will destroy you. The competition will fucking destroy you because there's people who are full-time in business and you can't beat them when you're basically giving your best hours to your job. Now, if you already have like, you don't want to be a business and you just want to work the career, then that can work. Or for example, if you already have a business that's making enough money, then that can work too. Otherwise, it will put you in a weird like financial position where you need to go get a shit job that you don't even like just to be able to afford to be somewhere else, which you're not even in that apartment for most of the day because you're working full time. You come home, you go to the gym, and then you've got like literally 1 or 2 hours at home anyway. So it's like, I know it's frustrating, but financially, unless you're already making a few thousand a month in your business, it doesn't really make sense. So what I would say to you is certainly do not move out if it means that you need to go get a shitty job that you don't like. like that will take up all of your time. If you can go and get a great career that you would want, like let's say a trade, let's say you've already been in, I think you're 18, so I don't even think you're in university, but if you could go get like a job which was $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 a year right now, okay, fair enough. As an 18-year-old, that's pretty nice, fair enough. And it was something that you could progress in. It's like the field that you wanted to get into. It's like, I don't know, beginning software development at some like junior software developer or some shit, right? And you know that you're going to level that up. Okay, fair enough. Or for example, if you're already making money, or you can make money in your business and you'll pay for all your expenses with your business, sweet, you have my blessing. If you need to go and get a shit job which you have no future in, which you'd want to quit, you don't have my blessing, and I will not allow you to move out. If you were like, you know, my friend, I'd be telling you, no, like, don't do it, bro, don't do it. I'd literally be telling you, like, that's a really stupid decision. You'd be putting your dreams on hold for that. So this is what I'll say to you, Nigel. If you, and for every other young guy who really wants to move out, you've got parents who are being annoying, you want some freedom, you want to be able to bring, like, a girl back around and everything, this is what I will say to you. As soon as you make more than 2K a month in your business, go ahead. Go and rent some place for like 500 a month, 700 a month, 800, 900 a month. Fair enough. It's expensive, but you know what? What I will say to you, I moved out when I was 19 years old, and I would not be the man that I am today if I didn't. I think in the self-improvement niche industry, young men are overlooking the importance of certain experiences. Video games are a complete and utter waste of time, non-negotiable. But experiencing life, going out on a date with a girl, going and doing some kind of weekly adventure, going and meeting your friends and spending time with your male friends, and moving out so that you can go and live life by your own means and become a man, those are good expenses. Like, those are good life experiences. Certainly, this doesn't mean you should just go sit at home and fucking watch TV, because, you know what I mean? Like, but you should be grinding, but this will let you in a weird way grind more, because you'll be able to improve your diet. You'll be able to become more of a man where you can make these decisions by yourself. When you make over 2K a month in your business, you can move out. Until then, you shut your mouth and you get to work. Simple as that. If you consider taking a shit job to be able to move out, I think that's a really stupid, stupid decision. I would not recommend that. So basically, go and get a 2K a month in your business first, which is like, now that might go and take you a year. It might go and take you 6 months first, which I know that you wanted to move out fast. That's what I would recommend. Because if you move out too fast and you've just gotten some shit job in the city, you've got some shit apartment that you don't like, you feel like a loner, brokey, you're working all day, you come home, you go to the gym, then you come home and you've literally got 1 or 2 hours left of daylight before you go to sleep. There's no point. You're basically paying for rent for a place that you're not even at, because if you have to work full time for it. So I think the worst mistake so many people do when they're 18 or 21 years old, they go and rent some place in the city, but they have to work full time in a dead end job for it. If your job isn't dead end and it's going to be awesome and you can live next to your workplace and stuff, and you have like a specific field you want to get into, fair enough. But other than that, don't make that same fucking mistake that so many young people do. Let's see the comments as well. How are they not allowing your stuff if you buy it yourself? Like, physically holding you back from cooking eggs? My mom gets very mad and disappointed, and arguments are just so exhausting. Yeah, one other thing I will say is, let's actually learn to manage this. Let's say if you do follow my advice and you're not going to move out for about 6 to 12 months because you're going to wait to build your business first, then you're going to have to learn how to deal with this. It sounds to me that you're probably getting into too many of these arguments. You need to start, no offense to your parents, you need to learn how to like basically pretend to listen. So when you're cooking eggs and your mother says like, oh, you shouldn't eat eggs, you should just say like, oh, okay, whilst you keep cooking them. And she's like, oh, eggs aren't even healthy, and you know, you should eat, like you should lower your cholesterol. And you literally just keep pretending like you're listening. Oh, okay, yeah, I should actually lower my cholesterol. Keep cooking the eggs. Simple as that. Now, if your parents are being violent, if they're grabbing you, slapping you, if they're pulling it away and it's abusive, it's violent, it's physical, that's a problem, fair enough. But if it's like this cute shit of like your mother's just saying like her baguasa, her limited, ignorant, uneducated opinion of nutrition, basically just pretend you're listening. There's a law of power, which is think as you are, but behave like others. Is that the behave like? Yeah, I think basically, I don't know if I worded it right, but basically pretend that you are listening to them. It sounds horrible to say that, but honestly, some parents have acted in such immature ways that the best thing that their children could do is to just pretend that they're actually taking their parents seriously. It's horrible to say that, but what I will tell you is I had to do this when I was younger, and I'm now at the point where I don't, because my parents actually understand things. So there's a bit of a transition period. You are kind of like the icon, the maverick, the odd one out in your family. If you're watching this video right now, chances are no one in your family is watching videos like this, right? No one in your family is actually educating themselves. Are they watching, are they reading any kind of like productive self-improvement style book, or have they just basically given up on their growth? Most, if you're watching this right now, most likely your parents, your siblings have no growth at all, only a deterioration. That means that in a few years' time, you'll be the man of the house. Let's say in 5 years' time, you'll be the man of the house. You'll be making more than 10K a month. You'll be providing for your family, and everyone will then start to take you seriously. Until that time, until the time that you've gotten the success that you've wanted and you're making thousands, you're basically a bitch. You are a pussy. You know why? You know why? Because your parents saw you play video games for 15 years straight. They smelt cum in your room every day for the last 5 years. So when you're here saying, actually, mother, cholesterol's actually a fucking scam by these fat, stupid as fuck ignorant doctors who don't even know what the fuck they're talking about because they all studied 40 years ago. Cholesterol is a complete and utter fucking lie, and eggs are healthy for you and meat is healthy and you should have a high fat diet. No one's gonna believe you because this is our cummy boy, right? This is Nigel Cummer, right? But honestly, if you were my son, I wouldn't listen to you. Imagine if you were telling me like something different from what I believe. If you were like some kid who has been an athlete and you've been studying and you've been reading all these books and stuff for 10 years straight, and you always seem to know like the right things, fair enough. But again, you've been a cummy video gamer for 10, 15 years or so. Maybe cummy just for like 5, 6 years, depending on when you started to watch porn. So it's no doubt that your parents don't believe you. So if you're trying to convince them, and especially if you flip it back onto them and you know, say, oh, well, you drink and stuff, I would never do that. What I would say to you is literally just pretend that you're listening to them in this kind of manner of like, imagine you're cooking the meat or the eggs and your mother's saying some bullshit next to you. And she's saying, oh, you know, you shouldn't eat that. Oh, it doesn't look good. Oh, you know, it's going to hurt your health, whatever. She's like looking at you cook it. Just be kind of saying like, oh, yeah, yeah, fair enough, fair enough. Okay. I'll just have it this one time. And then just say shit like that. I'll just have it this one time. Okay, fine. Have it quick. Bring it up to your room. Go back to fucking grinding. The moment you make 10K a month and you're paying for the mortgage or you're paying for the rent that your family is staying in, that's when they'll start to take you seriously. It's not the fast answer. I know that you wanted something as soon as possible, but it is the answer that worked for me and for many other guys who seem to be in this space. Don't try to argue with her. Your mother needs to understand that you're a grown man and you can choose what to do yourself. Yes, you might get disappointed, but what can you do? It's your right to choose what is going into your mouth. Your mother will probably understand your desire after some time and everything will be all right. It is fucked how mothers will turn their sons into bitches, honestly. Like, who ever told, like, what kind of fucking feminists, honestly? Who the hell told mothers to coddle their boys? Who the hell ever, like, thought that was a good idea? It's actually disgusting how many mothers are just so ignorant that they just don't know how to raise a son. They think that they should be overbearing, looking at you, taking away any of your feelings of actually being a man. Yeah, it's a shame, man. All right, so just cook eggs, because when I will, she will be very angry. Yeah, just fucking do it, bro. That's what I'd say to you, is cook your eggs. She's angry, she's screaming and stuff, and you just kind of like look at her a little bit and say, like, oh, okay, yeah. I'll just have it today. Like, say some shit like that, and she'll still get angry. She'll still say some bullshit. She'll try and get you to like be pissed off. You just say something like that, cook your eggs, bring them upstairs, go eat them in your room, and I do the exact same fucking thing tomorrow. If you're ready for her reaction, yes, I've gone through similar situations. You need to stand on your feet and accept the consequences. Be confident in your actions so she understands that you can make your own decisions. That's really good. This can be good advice. And Nigel, if you take this, please comment and let me know. I'd be interested to see if this kind of like the way of the superior man replying with love would work. Now, with a girl, like with a girl you're in love with who you're dating, it can work. But I can't really imagine this working with mothers. But you could give it a try and let us know. I'm in the same boat as you. I'm 16. I feel your pain. I've tried to explain to my parents the whole concept of self-improvement, and I want to make my own food, eggs, meat, chicken, vegetables, all the good stuff, but they think I'm crazy. Yeah, it is. It's the world we live in is so fucked that when you want to eat a human diet, a diet for humans, people think you're crazy. When you want to eat plastics and poison and lab-generated food, nobody bats an eye. If you bought home a chocolate bar and ate it, nobody would say anything. If you tried to cook a steak, that'd be a problem. That's like unhealthy for some reason. We live, like, honestly, and the doctors are to blame for this. I fucking hate like modern day doctors, like just the fat motherfuckers who sit in the GP all day. Fat fuck, honestly. Like, it pisses me off. It gets me so annoyed when you think about how much damage the fat doctors have done to society by brainwashing your ignorant mother and telling her that like a high fat diet is unhealthy. When he's fat as fuck himself. The whole system of nutrition, medicine, everything. I can't believe that more people aren't as pissed off as I am when I think about all of it. These were supposed to be like the pinnacle of health. They were supposed to be like the people who taught us how to be healthy. And they just monetized it all so that now they profit from your mother's sickness. And when your fat doctor tells her once again that her cholesterol is too high and gives her medication that your tax dollars are paying for. And it turns out that medication, the statins that lower cholesterol, is complete and utter bullshit. Like every day there's a new study coming out that basically shows that whatever the doctors have been telling your parents has been a complete and utter fucking lie. They told your parents that cholesterol is a problem. Well, it actually fucking turns out that cholesterol is so stupid of a phrase that Oreos lower it. Oreos lower cholesterol more than the medication that they give for too high cholesterol. So it's like, this is just another example to just show you how fucked, like how limited their understanding is, that your doctor has been telling your mother that she needs to lower her cholesterol. And sometimes they'll give your mother this drug called statins, when actually cholesterol is such a weird thing that Oreos will fucking lower it more anyway. So that just shows you the whole thing is just fucking stupid, right? The whole thing is like, we basically may as well not think about cholesterol, because if Oreos lower it, does that mean we should be eating Oreos? Fuck no, of course not. But it just means that, okay, it's like, it's such a weird thing that we still don't even understand, and we shouldn't be taking drugs for something that we don't understand. This is just another thing that we're finding out. Like, just for example, the low-fat diet, the grains, the food pyramid, that they, all this stuff that they lied to us about. Educational video for kids. Grains right at the bottom. Like, the most of your diet should be grains. This is what they feed to the slaves and peasants in history. Grains. And this is what they're telling you. So convenient that this is what, like, if you were eating this fucking bullshit grains that these guys, that these like pictures are telling you, your parents wouldn't have thought it was weird. Peasant food. If you eat like a sick, stupid human being, your parents wouldn't have a problem. If you eat like a human being, your parents would have a problem. Basically, if you eat like a human who doesn't eat poison, people think it's weird. If you just eat, like, look at that. Use sparingly red meat and butter. Basically, the food that we've ate from the start of our time in history, that's what these like healthy eating pyramids are telling you. Like, oh, eat that sparingly. Let's keep reading some comments. And I will say, you know, I don't really blame your parents for not believing you again, because it's like you haven't really given the, you know, the proof that you really know what you're talking about. Like, the results of your self-improvement journey don't show for a little while, especially not for your parents, who obviously still see you as like little cummy boy. So it's hard for them to take you seriously when you start saying like, oh no, this diet's better, and their doctor disagrees with you. Who are they going to really listen to? Of course they're ignorant, and of course their doctor's a fat fuck. But still, it's like, I don't blame them for not listening to you, their little cummy kid, rather than their doctor, who's supposedly supposed to be intelligent. I was in the same situation a while ago. You need to change things slowly. If you're used to eating no eggs, now you're going to eat four. It's going to work. I slowly got my mom to be used to that, eating four eggs once, then twice a week, then three times a week, and she's used to it. So now I eat four eggs every day. That's pretty good as well. I eat two or three every week and I'm not allowed more. Whenever I ask her, I get, you've ate some. Fucking hell, bro. Tobias said, here's a little trick. Sneakily cook up your own eggs and enjoy them without your mom knowing. This way you can stick to the eggs she's okay with and indulge in the ones she did. Like, this is just, it's so sad that you've got to do this. Like, literally, isn't this fucking child abuse? You just want to eat a proper human diet and you have to do it on the down low. Hard boiling them is a great option since you can even take them on the go and enjoy them outdoors, feeling a bit rebellious. But nah, but seriously, I understand that it can be frustrating dealing with a mom that that does what she thinks is best for a child. Just remembering that she wants the best for you, even if it's maybe not optimal, is important. Don't argue over damn eggs. Thank you, brother. Boiling the eggs and then taking them on the go was not an idea I'd thought of, and totally agree with the last part there. Yeah. I apologize that you're going through this kind of situation, bro, and I probably sound like a bit of an asshole or like that. I'm some conspiracy theorist or some shit. I've just done my own research and I've just seen the truth, and I'm very saddened that there's a lot of health professionals and then therefore parents who don't understand it. Because I get so many questions like this of young men who just want to live healthy lives and their parents are making it harder. But I understand it because I had to convince my mom of stuff as well. And she's slowly learning. Like, for example, when I first moved back, she was cooking everything with seed oils. She was eating sugar every day. She was giving that shit to me. It was weird when I started to say that I wanted like a cleaner diet. And I remember there's one conversation that helped with my mother that I'll tell you like this story, and we'll end this video with that. I remember me and my mum were in the kitchen and I was telling her more about like seed oil, sugar, all this bullshit, right? And she was like, oh no, but you know, like sunflower oil, seed oil, that's what we use to cook like these things. No, that's what we use. You know, kind of like speaking in a way of like, that's what we use like back at home, the older people kind of thing, right? And I looked to her and I said, do you remember your grandfather? And she said like, yeah, I do. And I said, what do you think his wife, or what do you think your grandmother cooked the food with? And she just said straight away, oh, you know, it was ghee or butter. They didn't use seed oil. They didn't use sunflower oil. No, it wasn't really a thing back then. Just always ghee or butter. Ghee is kind of like calcified butter, something like that, right? Basically, it's like an animal fat. And then that just got her thinking. I could see her instantly thinking. And I asked her one more question, and that was all I needed to say was anyone fat back then? And she went, no. There was no one who was fat back then. When she was a child, and especially like when she was a child, no one was fat. Of course, like, you know, back that was what, 1970 or something. So obesity was literally like five times less or whatever the stats was. That's all it took. I just asked her those questions and I saw her deep look in her face. And from then on, anytime I've told her that I want a change in my diet, she's completely understood because she understands like I'm coming from a place of education. Now, along with this, what I will say to you, which is going to be a bit of a, climax kill, like anticlimactic, I was already making over $100,000 every month when I had this conversation with her. I was already the man of the house. I was already there with a six pack and I've had like fucking massive fucking biceps for the last 4 years straight. I've woken up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. every single day for the last few years. I speak with confidence. I'm a leader. I'm a modern day leader of men. That's very rare these days to be a leader. I'm a fucking leader of men. And so when I say something, my parents and everyone else actually takes it seriously these days. Now, if I was 17, 18 years old and I smelt like cum and I had bad posture and I had like gay hair and stuff, no offense, no offense, but like, let's be honest, right? Do you reckon she would have taken me seriously? So you can have these micro little conversations, you know, she's saying, don't cook the eggs, you cook them anyway. And you just try and like, you know, just deal with it basically. In the future, when you deserve to be listened to, you'll be listened to. Until then, just fucking in one ear, out the other, keep doing your own research. Don't just take my word for it, but keep doing your own research like I am. I'm constantly learning more about health and seeing what other bullshit these fat fucking doctors have been lying to us about. Keep doing your own research and keep implementing it. Even if you have to do it a bit silently, even if you've got to go through the arguments, do it. In terms of like moving out, I actually do agree with you that this is a pretty nice reason to move out for, because it's not nice to live in a home where, you know, your parents, your family are just acting in ways that's throttling the man that you want to be. I think that moving out and spending the money that it takes to move out is worth it only when it's a move of growth. Like basically you're going to grow more. And I think that for a guy like Nigel and for anyone else, young men in this situation, if you've got parents like this who are quite overbearing and you can't go and do your own thing, your own grind, your own self-improvement chapter, you will grow a lot when you go move out to somewhere completely by yourself where no one knows you. So I'd give you my blessing for that only if you could afford it. If you can only afford it with a shit job, then I really don't think you should do that. But if you can afford it because you've been working hard in your business or you've actually got an amazing job, fair enough. Until then, I'm sorry to say it, but just suck it up. Suck it up and just try and make your home life as great as you can be. The final thing I will say is, eventually when you are successful and you are driven and you've shown results of the work and the new ideas that you've been coming up with, and you'll realize just how good your family can be when they have respect for you because you've proven yourself. Like, my life at home with my family is absolutely amazing. Think about it. You know, like, Nigel himself knows this, but anyone watching me on YouTube right now, the amount of money that I make, you wouldn't even believe. Honestly, you would not believe. I remember I was just recently sat down next to a young guy and he asked me, like, how many people are inside this program? And I told him 1,400, which I'll show you right now. 1,400 members. This young man then asked me how much are they paying per month? And I told him 129. And then I told him, get his calculator on his phone and do the math. It's a lot of money. And then I told him, times that by 12, it's a lot of money. Why do I make so much money and yet I'm here at home right now? Because I live with a family that I love and they support me like I've never had before. The smallest things, like my sister will, when I go to the gym, she'll walk into my room, grab my water bottles, fill them back up and put them back here. My mother will have like food, protein, meat, everything cooked exactly how I want it at the exact same time every day. My father will literally go out and drive anywhere I need and literally just, he'll like literally show up within minutes if I ask him I need help with something. I needed to put this like Ethernet, you know, internet cable through like the modem, like downstairs all the way through the walls and everything to here to connect it to my computer so I don't have to use Wi-Fi. I can use like the internet cable. He did it straight away in the same day. My brother, the same thing. He lives like a few miles away. He'll drive over within 10 minutes to come help me with stuff. So what I'm saying is there'll be a time where once you've built up the success and you've become the kind of man that you've really wanted to be that really impresses your parents, that's when actually you might, in a weird way, love being at home. And I won't lie to you, it's not like, you know, it's not 100% positive. Sometimes it does grind on my gears. You know, sometimes like my family are a little bit loud or there's a tiny bit of like an argument or annoyance or something. I come home every day from the gym and straight away, everyone's asking me questions, this or this. Okay, when do you want this, this thing? Or how about this thing? Whatever, whatever, whatever. And sometimes, yeah, I wish I could just come home to an empty house so I could just sit down and not have to like have the duty of a man to go and, you know, answer questions and be there for people. Of course. You'll always have that. But your family, it's very important to have that support system. So do what it takes to create a very lovely relationship with them. Because it is absolutely worth it. When you've got the kind of family that you literally have no fear about giving your credit card or your business card to. Like my dad asked me for, I asked him to get me something and I just passed him over my business card. It's got a lot of money on there. So it's that trust that you won't get with like some random friend that you meet or like some random girl that you meet. Yeah, that's all I have to say. If you're watching this on YouTube, just go click the top link in the description. You can join Adonis Gang. The second link is Adonis School if you want to join and get all these stuff. Adonis School is really, really good, by the way. If you want to go and click on the second link, do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.